So what time is it?
It's rhyme time.
A time to share a story and capture a smile while passing through your day. Oh, so what story do we have now for everyone?
Our first poem is Chasing Rainbows, a True Story. Let's chase a rainbow as it bows in the sky. We'll get up real close just to wonder why. We'll jump into the car and zip down the road, hoping to find the place where the ground and the rainbow meet. Closer and closer we move to the end of the bow, for it's touching the road where we're sure to go. Suddenly, like a flash, we'll pass through its glow and watch it shine on the bumper, then on the hood, and over the window. Then we'll dash away, always and forever to know that once upon a time, we were at the end of the rainbow.
Who wants to be a tree? If I were a tree, I'd fill the sky for all to see and wonder why. I'd shade the world on a hot summer's day and beckon to all who pass my way. I would sway in a gentle evening breeze and change the season with falling leaves. I would offer a branch to a feathered friend and grant a kiss to the howling wind. I would be there, come rain or shine, down through the ages till the end of time. I would stand tall for all to see, that is, if I were a tree.
The Little Red Hen. There once was a little red hen who couldn't remember where she'd been. She tried to remember the day's events. She even asked for little hints. Mr. Turkey gobbled at the hen, helping her to remember where she had been. And Mrs. Cow gave out with a moo. But the hen just said, "What am I to do?" Then one night when the moon was full, the hen decided to ask old Mr. Bull. Bravely she climbed the pasture's hill, because the mood of the bull was to kill. Onward she climbed toward the top, suddenly to come to a very quick stop. For there before her weary eyes stood the bull in all his pride. "Wait, wait," cried the little red hen. "I must know the secret. Where have I been?" "Why, that's easy," said the bull to the hen. "I can tell you where you've been. Look behind the old oak tree, across the stream to the edge of the sea. For there, my little red hen, is the secret to where you have been." So with all the secrets of the day, the little red hen went her way, off to play in a gentle summer wind. Now she knows where she has been.
A story for you, a story for me. This is the story of a little chicken who once sat on my knee. With his feathers ruffled and his eyes so bright, the little chicken soared in the midst of flight. Around the barn and beyond the tree, flew that little chicken back to my knee. A bond of love so true, you see, between the little chicken and me. I watched him grow and splash and play, and it seemed that the little chicken was here to stay. But then one day, when I came home from play, the little chicken wasn't there that day. I saw it, and I searched, and I looked to see what had happened to the little chicken who once sat on my knee. With a saddened heart and tears in my eyes, I came to the supper table to find a surprise. There in my plate, I learned of the fate of the little chicken who we all ate.
Now there once was an elephant named Clyde who had a tummy that was so very wide. Now Clyde lived in the jungle deep. He loved to eat and especially to sleep. All the other animals laughed at Clyde because his tummy was so very wide. But Clyde didn't seem to care. He just slept in the warm summer air. All of a sudden, one very hot day, when all the animals were hard at play, Clyde sniffed danger in the air. He called to his friends, "Beware! Beware!" Out of the heat of a hot, hot day, a raging fire came to stop their play. Mr. Lion ran to hide, and Mrs. Moose sat down and cried. But all the other animals gathered around to watch Clyde as he cleared the ground. For with his tummy that was so very wide, Clyde cleared a path from side to side. Then with a very loud roar, Clyde sprayed water at the fire's door. He opened a path for all to see, and everyone dashed to a place of safety. So the elephant named Clyde, whose tummy was so very wide, became the hero of the day, and now is included when it's time to play.
Once upon a golden sky, I came across a tiny fly. I watched him buzz through the air, giving everyone a terrible scare. Buzz, buzz, zoom, the fly. He tried to make everyone cry. Around my ear I heard him zing as he tried to bite and sting. So tiny was that little fly, yet he tried to make me cry. Fly was just too wise, for up he flew into the air after someone else to bite and moo,
spoke the old cow, while little Piggy Pig looked on. But Miss Sassy Duck swam away, quacking out her own little song. Then old Donkey Doo said,
hee-haw, hee-haw.
As the sun shined over the day, these are my barnyard friends who rose up early to play. Out to the pasture they went, off to spend the time, quacking and oinking and mooing away in a funny sort of rhyme.
Moo,
went that old cow.
Moo, moo.
But Piggy Pig fell into the mud with glee as Mr. Donkey Doo said,
hee-haw, hee-haw.
And the ducks swam across the pond to see. Now the day was far spent. It was time to return from play, to settle down for the night until the light of the next glorious day.
Once upon a lion's paw, rest a thorn in a claw, and heard within an angry cry was a hint of a lonesome sigh. There upon a willow's bend were the tracks where he had been. Old Smokey was his name, full of pride and full of fame. A mighty king once he stood, but now unable to roam as he should. For deep within the lion's paw rest a thorn that I once saw. With a soft and gentle roar, old Smokey knocked at my door. I heard his angry cry, and saw the thorn that made him sigh. He offered his paw to my hand. I pulled the thorn and off he ran. And on the mountains high, I heard a last goodbye.
This is a story about Granny Grab Bag. Granny grabbed her bag and went off to town, walking to the bus with an ugly old frown.
Mr. Bus Driver, she said, you be careful when you drive. Watch out for little children and make sure we arrive alive.
Then she grabbed her bag and sat in the rear seat, complaining to all around about the summer's afternoon heat. Grumble, grumble, I heard her fuss as she grabbed her bag and got off the bus. Last I knew, she still was a hag, that little old lady we call Granny Grab Bag.
Little Looky Lou, look the whole night through. She looked to her left and then to her right. She looked and looked with all her might. She looked down the lane at the old oak tree. She looked over the hill towards the deep blue sea. She looked and looked all the day long, searching for just one thing that might go wrong. Little Looky Lou, looking at many and few.
Oh no! Look out! Beware!
Now she's looking at you.
I once saw a caterpillar crawling down the street. He had so many legs and even more feet. He was as long as he could be. He was a strange sight to see. As I watched him crawl away, I wondered what he did all day. Does he just crawl around? Can he talk or make a sound? So I crawled behind him just to see where he'd go and what he'd be. For I was curious to know what he'd do and where he'd go. All of a sudden he began to spin, and guess what happened then? He spun himself into a web. I thought, oh, he must be dead. But to my surprise, there before my eyes, I watched him break the sticky web. Then I knew he wasn't dead. I just couldn't believe my eyes. Boy, what a beautiful surprise. All those legs and all those feet no longer crawl down the street. Like you, I wondered why until I saw him begin to fly. Off he flew into the sky, leaving me to wonder why.
Once upon a barefoot trail appeared a dog with a waggly tail. With a bark and a very loud growl, he always chased the man with the mail. Across the fields and down the lane ran the man the way he came. For the dog with a waggly tail chased the man who carried the mail. Then one hot and sunny day, the mailman stopped to say, "Mr. Dog, with a waggly tail, for you today I have some mail." Now the dog with a waggly tail likes the man who carries the mail. Together they walk along the way, delivering the mail most every day.
Let's catch a fish. Let's take a dish and catch a fish in the pond down below. We'll cut a hole and slide our dish through the ice and snow. But if our dish does not catch a fish in the pond down below, we can still jump and play until the end of day, then off to home we'll go. It is the poet's hope that rhyme time will be used to invoke laughter, joy, and other feelings of life in the lives of children